This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Each day at this time on weekdays, I meet with you just to help you spend some time with God in your day. What could be more important for your day than that? God is the one who is able to change the things in your life. He is the one who can enter into your circumstances and enable you not to just survive, not to just make it through, but to make a difference, to live with purpose. He can use your relationships, everything about you, to make a spiritual impact on the people around you. Time with God, the foundation of all of that. Well, this week, we want to look at the theme of firm faith. Faith, it's what's at the center of your spiritual life. Your trust in God is what carries you forward in your relationship with Him and enables you to face whatever circumstances there are. The psalmist spoke very often about his faith in God. And in Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2, he says, "I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." I wonder if you've ever seen a small child who's in a crowd of people shopping or somewhere else, and they lose sight of their mom or their dad. Out of the blue, their confidence in life is just shattered. Their lifeline has disappeared, and along with it, their confidence, and suddenly they're panicked looking for mom or dad, and sometimes the parent can still see the child, but that child is just overcome with fear. Well, in the same way, we can suddenly have tragedy hit our lives and lose sight of God, and suddenly we are swamped with panic as well. We've lost sight of our Father, but just like that parent, He can still see us. He's still watching us. He's making sure we're okay. "I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." And God is there watching you in your life out of love, ready to take care of you, to help you, to strengthen you. So how can we learn to strengthen our faith? How can we keep our eyes on God in the midst of those big things that come our way? Well, we do it by practice. By practice, learn to look to God as your first response to every circumstance, whether it's great news coming to you, blessing in your life, or whether it is tragedy or hardship. The more you make it your pattern to look to God, to keep Him in your sight, to remember His love for you, to trust in His will for you and His purpose for you, even when you don't understand your circumstances, you will see God's activity and involvement in your life. You will learn to recognize His presence with you, no matter what. I'm John North.